Guten Morgen, Ashley.
What's that mean?
Good fucking morning.
Where am I?
Good morning.
Vietnam.
9:15 a.m. This is how dedicated we are to the pod. Ashley has to make split pea fucking soup, she said.
Yeah, bitch. Fucking soup.
And so
have you ever had fucking soup?
Oh my God. Ashley is weird.
I am for everyone.
Weirder.
I think we've come to the conclusion that I might just be weird all the time.
Weirder than normal.
Yeah.
Because it's early, but we're dedicated to the pod, and we're squeezing her in. Sorry for our two viewers out there on on YouTube TV because we are not recording.
Yeah.
We're canceling it.
Yeah. I don't know.
We had two people watch.
No, it's more than that, but it's like.
Well, now I'm not wearing pants, so that's good.
Well, it's good because the camera we have set up can see our pants.
Okay. So this is episode 41.
41.
41. Last one of the year. No. Maybe.
No, we're going to record one before you go to Maui.
We're going to record one before we go to... I'm not going to Maui. I'm going to the Big Island.
Sorry. Hawaii.
Okay. This is 41. We're going to call this one Breakfast Drinks. That's what I just named it.
Breakfast drinks.
Well, everyone loves a good cocktail in the morning, Ashley. You cannot deny that fact.
It's well, sometimes.
I mean, let's say you had a rough night, like maybe you did last night. Normal nights.
I don't need you to
a little hair of the dog.
I don't need you to guess correctly.
Well, I got drunkard last night too.
Well, no, I knew we were making breakfast drinks, so I had to be hungover for this to work.
That's right.
I was just doing my job. You're welcome.
Okay. So Ashley is going to make her world famous Bloody Mary.
Should I do that first?
Well, let's just start that and we'll just keep talking about breakfast drinks.
Okay. Because this might take me a while. I'm not at my actual bar.
Nope, but she has it all set up nicely.
You can't see it on the video, but it is set up over here.
Yeah. All right. So what are you going to do? Tell me what you're doing first. You already pre-mixed the Bloody Mary stuff.
I did, because for those of you that know, Bloody Marys require a lot of ingredients.
Well, go through what's in there, please.
Okay, tomato juice. We use Dimitri's Bloody Mary mix, which is very good. It's actually made in Seattle. Do you know that?
Yep.
It's a Seattle company. Just like a squeeze of that per whatever can of tomato juice. I forget the amount. 4 ounces, maybe. And then... a heavy pour of pepper vodka that I infuse at Prost. I'm not going to lie, though. I had to do half regular vodka in here, too, because it's too spicy for me if we do all pepper vodka.
That's fine. What's the little cans that we used to get that was not just tomato juice? Remember, it was like, you probably don't remember. It was before your time. They're like small cans that are spicy something.
Oh, I think that they make those, yes. I mean, you can buy those still. Like, they have them. Yeah. I just don't. The Dimitri's has all that stuff in it, but my secret ingredient... And actually, this wasn't... I don't know who started doing this at Prost. It might have been Helen, but I don't remember. We put Maggi in there.
Ooh, Maggi. Yeah. Maggi is good.
Yeah, just like a dash or two per Bloody Mary. And then I like to do fresh ground pepper. So there's some fresh ground pepper.
Very nice.
And that pepper vodka that we infuse is a fuck ton of jalapenos and a bunch of whole peppercorns.
Yum.
So...
This sounds good.
Yeah.
Maggi is a German seasoning. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Make us some drinkies, booze. We got to fill the air. Maggi is this great seasoning. It's this little... You splash it on. It's kind of like a German Worcestershire sauce. We use it for... I use it for everything. We have soups or something. I always put a little dash of Maggi on there. If I'm doing a marinade, I put some Maggi in there.
Yep.
And now we use it for our Bloody Marys. If you come to Prost, you can ask Portia to make you a Bloody Mary. She loves making Bloody Marys.
You plug that.
I know. Hi, Portia. Oh, she was one of the viewers. Shit.
Well, she's not listening anymore.
Fuck. All right, so Ashley has poured the concoction into a Fremont Brewing pint glass, and now she's going to shake a. Whoa, let her go. Spin it. Do a spin or something.
No, I don't do flair bartending, okay?
Okay, but Cocktail was a great movie, though. You got to admit, Cocktail was a great fucking movie.
Never seen it.
Give me a fucking break.
I'm not joking.
Tom Cruise.
I'm not joking.
Well, you better watch it before your next pod. Okay, so now she's using this fancy bar device called a...
a strainer.
There's got to be a better name for it.
No, it's
round,
you know,
there, it's the spring.
There is got to be a better name. You're right.
And now she's pouring it over rocks or ice in our beautiful new Polaner sunset glasses.
Yeah, and I'm cheating.
Okay, she's cheating, whatever that means. So Polaner Sunset is a new non-alcoholic beverage that we have at Prost now.
It's so good.
It's like Mike took a sip of it and he said, it tastes like Germany. And it does. It's like this orange soda and it's so good.
It does. And here's the other thing is about, oh, I'm having a stroke. I can't remember what I was going to say.
I can't help you with that. Sorry. So anyway, yeah, we're going to make some cocktails with that Polaner Sunset soda coming soon. Ooh, she's garnished.
Oh, do you see what I'm putting on top?
She's making breakfast salad.
I made little ham roll-ups for us.
Oh my, with some olives, a little gherkin on there. Ooh, it's like sandwiched between two olives.
Do you want me to top it with Kostritzer?
No.
Yeah. Wow, defiantly.
Well, let's don't mess this up. This looks fantastic. Oh my gosh, this is the first Bloody Mary on the pod. Cheers.
Cheers.
German word of the day is Frühstück. So this is pretty much our breakfast. Frühstück.
Frühstück. Breakfast salad.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Woo! I told you that's half spicy.
That's good. So breakfast drinks. You know, if you have a hard night before, the hair of the dog. Maybe you have a big event coming up, a big day coming up, and you want to start with a cocktail. Let's go.
You with the Trump dance.
Yeah. Oh, God, Jesus. And my favorite, if you're traveling, the airport morning cocktail is the best.
Well, yeah, because time is irrelevant in an airport.
Yeah, you can drink at 6 a.m.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And not feel bad. And you can drink all kinds of stuff. People drink, like, but they normally drink, they don't drink breakfast drinks normally. I see people drinking beers and fucking whiskeys and
red wine.
It's red wine. I've seen that too. So I go, you know, I go to the Alaska Airlines Lounge, which if you're not a member of the Alaska Airlines Lounge, you are missing out.
I'm not a member.
It is like $600 for the year. You can bring three guests and you can eat and drink for free.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. I just don't
travel. And you're
not allowed
to
tip. I just don't travel.
So anyway, the lounge used to have the best Bloody Mary. They'd actually put fresh horseradish in there.
Oh, see, that's good,
and
too.
And Worcestershire sauce and this whole thing, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
And since they changed over to the new...
What's the name
Optimus?
Of the... Yeah.
Optimus Prime?
Yeah, something like that.
They changed it. So now they're just using a fucking canned Bloody Mary mix. It's fucking bullshit. I even went on the app and said, Alaska listens.
Oh.
And I said, this is bullshit.
Yeah, you're like, what am I paying for? Give me my money back.
Yeah, it's like, come on, make me a... And they pour it in a tall glass, too. And I'm like, can I have it in the short glass? It's fucking annoying.
So it's bigger and that makes you angry?
Well, because same amount of alcohol. Mm. More fluff.
Yeah, more vegetables.
Did we already do this?
More salad.
This is good. Are you a straw drinker for your Bloody Marys, or do you drink them out from the glass?
It depends on how big the garnish is. Mm. I just got a big piece of pepper. I'm okay.
This is going to go well.
Yeah. So the garnish I made is I took a piece of the Black Forest ham that Chris eats right off of the slicer when I slice it. And sometimes when you're hungover, you just go in the kitchen and just eat mouthfuls of ham.
Yes. What's wrong with this? Why you own a bar.
Uh-huh. It's got it's a piece of ham with a slice of provolone in between, and then I roll it up. It's a little meat cheese rollatini scenario.
Wagon wheel, they used to call those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about breakfast drinks. Since we're drinking one.
Yep.
You know, the obvious one is the Bloody Mary. Mimosa is also a very, very, very popular breakfast drink.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't appreciate the fact they've morphed a mimosa into, do you want pineapple juice or do you want grapefruit juice? Yeah, I want fucking orange juice.
Yeah.
And I want just a whiff of orange juice.
Yeah, we've all tried the other ones, but they're not as
good. No, it's, don't bastardize the mimosa.
Yeah. Have you seen those funny videos online where somebody just gets the jar of orange juice near the bowl?
Yeah.
And then they're just like, rook. They don't even put it in there. They're like, I'm making mimosas.
Yeah, just a whiff.
This is acceptable because there's orange juice. Mm-hmm. They just, it's whatever you have to tell yourself to drink in the morning. You know, what we do is spice. We just started a podcast and now we just drink in the morning.
Well, that's fine. Whatever.
Well, these olives are good.
I know. So the Bloody Mary is great. There's the Bloody Maria.
I actually prefer Bloody Marias.
That's tequila.
Have you ever had it with mezcal?
I don't like burning tires.
Your wife likes mezcal.
Yeah, I know. Good for her. So they did the tequila version, and then our cute little friends up north, the Canadians, they do the Caesar.
Yeah.
And the Caesar's great.
Yeah.
They use, instead of tomato juice, they use Clamata.
Yeah, which is kind of weird.
Clam and tomato juice.
But it works. I mean,
Greg Schnoyer has this awesome, they sell this Caesar squeezer.
Okay.
And you squeeze it into your Caesar.
Oh.
It's really good. It's like the Dimitri's thing.
Oh, that's cool.
But Canadian, eh?
Canadian, eh? It's probably pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So that's funny. I like it. I'll drink a Caesar with Greg Schnoyer only. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have the Greyhound, which is...
That's yours.
It's like the utility knife of drinks. You can have it for breakfast. You can have it for lunch. You can have it for dinner. And you can have, like Bretto does,
Bretto,
a couple of house pours at the end of the night.
Yeah.
You know, it's a successful night when Brett wakes up and there's a glass full of Greyhound melted ice.
That's not good. That's not good.
Not good. He doesn't do that very often, though. Of course not.
I just want it to be known I did not time us. So we could be talking forever.
Well, we're not doing video, so we don't care.
You're right. But, you know, I apologize if this ends up being an hour and a half because we didn't plan on that.
I don't. And then the Irish coffee.
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little eye opener, they say.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Huh? Coffee?
Eye opener.
Never heard of her.
I'm not sure if they actually drink those in Ireland, but I'm sure they don't mind it.
Well, because it has Bailey's. Is that why? Or I guess it...
Is Bailey's Irish?
No, but I think
Irish cream.
They also have Jameson. I don't know. I'm a bartender. I should know.
Yeah. And then our good friends, our dear, dear friends down in Mexico, they have the Michelada.
Which is so good. And I've made a couple of those at Prost when you weren't looking.
For car show.
Car show. People walk in. Yeah. I'm like, no, I can't make that for you because the owner might shit his pants if he sees
it. The owner of the fucking car shop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Audi.
Yeah,
Volkswagen,
you're right.
Place.
Back to the Greyhound really quick. I love that the Bretto drink, the way he makes his Greyhounds, my bartenders know how to make it. Because he wants it a specific way.
Which is?
I actually don't know.
You're a great bartender, Ashley.
No, it's Tito's and grapefruit, but he likes
all the ice,
a lot of ice.
All the ice.
Mm-hmm. Which
fill it 3/4 up with vodka and then the grapefruit juice topping.
Yeah.
It's called the Bretto House Pour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone's going to love us eating on the podcast.
I know. I'm over here yakking a pickle.
You're yakking a pickle.
Yakking a pickle. Just look at me.
No, he's probably just yakking up a bone. Christmas. Okay. So Ashley's famous Bloody Marys, we're drinking them. They're fucking delicious, I must say. Now that we have a breakfast drink in hand, let's get caught up on what's been happening at the old pub in the last month. It's been a month since you guys have heard from us.
Yeah.
Lots has happened. Or not really.
Kind of not really. I know we'll talk about a couple of things, but it's early December right now, and November is notoriously a very slow time of year for us and bars. And
it sure is.
I will say the weather wasn't too bad, so like I felt like that kind of helped us a bit. But I mean, we had bad weather, but I feel like November is so doom and gloom.
It is.
Usually, and this year was just kind of, we had some decent days. And it wasn't freezing cold, except for right now. Chris is dying.
I'm freezing.
You're freezing, and I'm in a tank top.
Well, you got issues. So what's happened in the last month? Come on, get back to the focus.
I
started another company.
You did.
Another hobby.
You did.
Holzwerk. Holzwerk means woodwork.
Holzwerk.
I'm making earrings.
So cute.
Mm-hmm.
What are your earrings made out of?
Wood.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
What about shells? You have some.
Oh, I have shells. That's my different line. That's the Muschel.
What?
Muschel.
Are you having a stroke?
Muschelwerk. That means shell in German. Muschel.
Muschel.
It's a really weird word.
Muschel.
So anyway, you can please follow on Instagram. Holzwerk with a Z.
I should probably do that.
Holzwerk Creations.
Holzwerk.
Holzwerk Creations.
And don't worry, Werk is not spelt like work.
You can,
the German word for
works,
working.
Works. H-O-L-Z-W-E-R-K-S.
Holzwerks.
Yeah, it's funny. I think it's funny. You can buy my earrings at Prost. They're there now. Mm-hmm. They're very affordable, good stocking stuffers. They're also at The Ridge at 7217 Greenwood Avenue North. And right before your root canal at Espresso Dental, you can pick up a pair of earrings there.
Even better, after, when you're high, grab a couple.
Those, I should pour a little bit out for Megan Tufano right now. She is currently at Espresso Dental.
Oof.
Getting a post put in.
And she hates dentists more than you.
Yes. Yes. I might have handed her some contraband.
Yesterday you were telling her all about how terrible it is and how it hurts and like, oh my God, well, it's so weird. And you're like, it's going to suck.
Because I got mine put in when I got my wisdom teeth pulled out. So I was not KO'd.
You were under. But she literally started the conversation with, I'm not going to be under. And you said, you know they drill into your fucking jaw.
They drill into your fucking jaw.
Yeah, you scared the poor woman.
Well, good luck, Megan. We're thinking about you, and we might run up there afterwards and give you a hug ski because you might need it.
Mm-hmm.
So go see your friends at Espresso Dental. They're really fun and generous and gentle.
You're also doing a pop-up at Tarabella.
That's right. We have a little holiday thing going on. Mm-hmm. On February
13th, which is a couple days after this comes out.
Yep. From 6 to 10.
Well, you said February. December.
December.
Wow.
That's what I said. December
13th.
Yeah, so you can go to Tarabella Flowers and pick up some earrings there. And I'm also open for contract work. I'm doing some earrings for the Pine Box, and I'm doing some earrings for Jax, Dr. Steve's wife's acupuncture company.
And you made some for Orcas when I went up to Orcas.
I made some for Orcas Island Hoppin' Brewin'.
Mm-hmm.
So contact me, slide into my DMs on Holtzworks Creations, and let me know what you need. I can make anything. I can sing, I can dance, I can do all this stuff.
Remember the other day when I taught you what slide into your DMs was?
No, that wasn't the other day.
Are you sure?
Well, funny story. I got a call. I was smoking a turkey for my friend's Thanksgiving, and I got a call from Espresso Dental. And I'm like, oh, shit, did I miss an appointment? And I said,
it was on a Saturday.
Hi. Well, they're open on Saturdays.
They are. You're right.
I said, hi, did I miss an appointment? She's like, oh, no, Chris, no. One of the doctors wants to buy a pair of earrings and doesn't have Venmo. And I said, give the doctor a pair of earrings. And she's like,
put it on my bill.
She's like, oh, okay. I said, and she's like, oh, they look really great on her. I said, well, take a picture and slide it into my DMs. And she said, it'll be a tasteful picture, though.
And then
I'm going, oh,
shit.
Do people send dick pics on DMs?
Are you kidding?
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought that's what Snapchat was for.
No. All the apps, you can do it on everything.
Damn. So
you're not supposed to.
I told the receptionist that Espresso Dental slid in my DMs.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said, remember when you learned what that meant?
Yeah, well, now I know what it means.
Did it get colder in here?
It's
you know what it is? It's because I started drinking alcohol. My body's regulated temperature now. So now I know it's cold in here.
Well, your body's functioning at 100% then.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It also, is spicy.
I told you, it's really spicy. And I made it half spicy.
Okay.
The one I make for Jason has like twice as much. There's hot sauce, and I use full vodka.
Normally, I don't have this spicy of a drink for my Frühstück.
Frühstück. You haven't played the actual yodel in a while. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you.
Well, because I used to have other buttons. I have more stuff queued up, and I don't have a lot of anything queued up.
Fair. Also, the last month I decorated for Christmas earlier
great.
Than I normally would. Chris walked into the bar and I was blasting Christmas music, and he's like, "Wow, this is a little early." And I go,
"November 22nd."
It was like maybe even before that. And I was like, "If I'm decorating, I have to be in the mood because humbug."
It looks great in there, though. Pros always decorates nicely for the holidays. It makes you feel warm. And you know, fact. This is a fact. People spend more money when they're in a festive mood.
Mm-hmm.
They drink more, they stay longer, they tip more.
Yeah, it's cozy in there.
It's cozy in there.
Yeah,
so come to Prost and drink more than you planned and tip higher than you usually do.
Which, thank you to everybody that does around the holidays. It's known. But speaking of cozy, we do Fuerts and Gimbola.
Good job. You didn't call it fire wine.
I only say that because it's faster.
Feuerzangenbowle.
Feuerzangenbowle. You're confusing me now. Okay.
What is Feuerzangenbowle, Ashley?
Watch episode 19 and you'll find out.
Was it 19? I listened to it last night. It sucked. We have gotten better. Mm-hmm. Well, German Tom was on there, and he was very boring. Sorry, Tom.
He wasn't boring. You were just berating him about traffic control, air traffic control.
And his wife and the... Never mind.
Yeah. It means fire tong bowl. And the tong is the rack that goes on top, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So it's a house mold red wine that's served hot. And then we take a sugar cone, which is literally the same consistency as like a sugar cube, but it's huge, shaped into a cone, and we soak it in high proof rum and light it on fire, and it drips down into the and it's not sweet. It sounds like, I mean, it's of course a tiny bit sweet, but it's not as sweet as you'd think it'd be. It's made with a dry wine, red wine, so it's still got like a nice balance. It's good.
So come in on Mondays and Tuesdays at 6 p.m. and get your hangover.
Yep. We're doing it Mondays and Tuesdays in December. So is West Seattle, and Bierstube is doing it Mondays and Wednesdays.
Correct. So there's no excuse for you not to have a Feuerzang Bowle in your life this holiday season.
Yeah.
And while you're there, pick up some earrings.
Mm. Yeah.
I got to get my earrings at the other bars.
Yeah, you probably do, actually.
I probably do, actually. Okay, so Feuerzang Bowle. What else? I came up with a stupid bet at the bar.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
This is a good bet. You know, bar bets are fun. The polls we took on the bar are fun. Whenever you get the bar included in something, it makes it more enjoyable.
Yeah. And we learned that a hot dog is a sandwich, so.
That's not a sandwich. That's a good point, though. So I came up with this bet because I'm growing my hair out.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I'm sitting to your side and I'm looking at you.
Don't recognize me.
No, your hair's flipped out in the back. It's giving me CJ vibes.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah.
So cute.
So cute.
And I got this new hair product from Matt Miller.
Mm.
Shower, shampoo and conditioner.
But you wear...
Not in one.
You wear a hat like every day.
Well, yeah, because if you saw what's underneath here, it's no
it's
bueno.
Not, it's not. It's getting there.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
A work in progress.
So anyway, the bet is there's six of us in this bet. Myself, Mark Peterman, Carl... CJ,
mm-hmm.
Ronnie.
I think that's it. Just five of you, right? Am I missing some? I think
there's
that's
one more guy, I think. Anyway, it's $100 buy-in. When the last person that cuts their hair gets the entire pot.
Yeah, so it's not length of hair.
Not
if not,
of
CJ
hair.
Would win.
Yes.
Because CJ's hair is already too long.
Yep, but now he's going to be even longer.
I told you, that guy will do anything for $40, so I'm just telling you.
This is $500.
I know. That's why I'm like... I'm the one that's going to fold and be like, fuck it. I'm paying the $100
exactly.
so I can cut CJ's hair.
That's the whole point. So,
I'm in the bet.
Whose wife can hold out the longest? Exactly.
You're right. No, you're totally right.
Because no offense, Carl, you don't stand a chance.
No. Also, I think Ronnie's going to get annoyed with his hair. I think he's going to give up. He's just going to be like, fuck it. I'm not going to win. I'm playing against CJ.
He's going to have a cool hair helmet, though.
Yeah.
He has that like hair like Rick Estrada. He had a hair helmet. Remember Chips?
Yeah.
Those guys must have been gay, right? Paunch and John. Oh, speaking of gay.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I was going to come. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, since I wore my bear costume on Halloween.
Oh, my God.
Our two regulars, Keith and Michael, who are gay, and we
You've
love them.
You've talked about this.
Yeah, yeah. The Keith gave me a bear flag.
Oh, yeah, that's new news. You're right.
That's new
news. Todd doesn't know about that, yeah.
So I have my own bear flag.
You are part of
to commemorate family. My coming out party.
You're part of the family.
So, yeah.
And you have it proudly displayed up by your earrings at Prost.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
No, I was going to say...
Sounds gay, I'm in.
I was going to say, speaking of gay, you know the band Wham?
Yes.
And that song Last Christmas?
Last Christmas. Yes.
Have you seen the music video?
No. Well, George Michael is pretty hot.
Yeah, you should watch it.
Okay.
It's about like the last Christmas. It's, you know, it's he's singing to a girl and they go on the friend's ski trip and he's like longing for her.
What's your point?
He's gay, isn't he?
He's dead.
He was gay, right?
Okay. Well,
the '80s.
The '80s, right?
I know.
You couldn't really come out and say, look at me.
No, I know.
I'm a bear flag.
It's also shot in that filter that's all dreamy, entire thing.
It's kind of how I'm seeing things right now.
That's how I'm seeing things all week.
So we have the hair bet going on. So come on and cheer on your favorite Prosty. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it because I've never had hair longer than I currently have right now.
Really?
Really.
Never?
Never.
Because, I mean, Peterman, we've gotten the photo from Peterman, so we know Peterman's grown long.
Yep,
CJ's grown long.
I've
what about Carl and Ronnie?
Don't know. I've never had long hair. So we'll see what happens to it. It feels really nice.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
But you're still cold.
Well, yeah. That's bullshit. The hair makes you warmer.
It does.
Okay, what else are we doing at the bar there, Ashley?
I just brought eggnog white Russians back. Oh, what's that sound for?
Pooping.
Oh. Wow.
When I think of eggnog white Russians, kind of makes me want
to
poop.
You forgot to take your Metamucil this morning.
I did. God damn it.
We made them last year. They were a hit. Actually, we started them late enough that we actually ran out of eggnog because they run out of eggnog at the grocery stores eventually. They only make so much.
There are only so many deers they can milk. That's where eggnog comes from. Caribou milk.
What?
I don't know.
What? Did you just make that up?
Yes.
What came first? The chicken egg, or the chicken nog, or the eggnog?
Why did the chicken nog cross the road? What the fucking chicken nog? Where did you get chicken nog?
I heard it on the radio.
Oh, God. I'm not sure what kind of stations you listen to.
96.5.
NPR.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second.
It's on my car right now. 94.9.
You're right. That is
fucking A.
NPR.
Okay. So that's fun. Have your eggnog and then please, if you shit, go into the back bathroom. Peterman.
We brought back Buy a Beer Friend.
Oh, yes. Buy a Beer Friend. One of my favorite creations I ever did.
And no, we didn't stutter. It is Buy a Beer a Friend, not a friend a beer.
Yeah, because the beer needs a buddy.
Beer needs a buddy.
So come by and you can purchase your little Christmas tree and you can assign a beer to one of your closest pals.
Mm-hmm.
When they come in, they see their names on the little trees and they pull it down and they get a free drink.
You can write them a little love note.
You could.
One of our regulars, Sid, did it the other day for all the employees.
Oh, that's cute.
And she's the one that does all the little sketches and drawings for everybody. And she drew little things on everybody's that was like in relation to them. So mine's like a little cup of soup with a bowl and like a face going, Amanda's has overalls. Porsche's has a photo of a sock with a line through it.
She doesn't like socks?
Porsche doesn't wear socks.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Porsche wears socks. There are also, we have our stockings hung by the Steins with care.
Yeah.
So feel free to drop any kind of treat or present in our stockings. I'm looking forward to Tony's balls.
Rum balls.
Tony makes these rum balls.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know how they're in solid form. There's so much liquid rum in them.
Did I tell you the story about, I was flying from back from Maui and they didn't have beverage service because it was too turbulent-y.
Yep.
And I had rum balls in my backpack and I shared them with the gal sitting next to me and we got wasted on those things.
I love that. I love that.
Sharing is caring, Tony. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, bring...
And he's got great hair.
Tony has great hair.
He hasn't grown his hair out ever before because he was a military guy.
Well, no, he has. Last year or the year before, he grew it out pretty good before his kid's wedding.
Maybe he's in the contest.
I mean, he's military, so I'd put my money on Tony.
Okay.
I guess so is Ronnie. If you want to put Cole in Chris's stocking, it's the first one on the left that says Chris on it.
Colon? No, thank you. My colon is good. Except I didn't have my Metamucil.
Except you didn't have your Metamucil. Jesus Christ.
So put whatever you want in there. It's kind of fun for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice little treat.
Yes.
Cash is always recommended.
Hide the pickle.
Let's talk about pickles.
I just wanted to say hide the pickle.
Come to Prost right now and pick up your commemorative 2025 Christmas ornament.
Yes.
I made a pickle this year. It's really cute with my laser etcher engraver. Thanks, X-Tool.
It's a pickle with a little Prost tag on it.
It's really cute. I think it's really cute. And I made it because I always thought that the pickle on a tree was a German tradition.
Is it not? I thought it was too.
I am going to blow your mind right now. You ready for this?
Uh-oh.
It's not a German tradition. There. There it is.
What is it?
So the tradition is you put a pickle ornament on your tree and the first kid to find it gets a special prize, right? That's like that's the tradition.
Yeah.
The Germans were making these ornaments, these glass ornaments out of fruits and nuts and stuff back in the 1800s. And a company in, I think it was Cleveland or something like that, called F.W. Woolworth Company.
Okay.
They're a produce company. And they started importing these pickle ornaments from Germany, and they created the German tradition. Yes, F.W. Woolworth created the tradition that put a pickle on your tree, and the first kid to find it gets a prize. And they did it to boost their pickle sales. Isn't that fucking amazing?
That's pretty cool.
That's marketing fucking genius right there.
I thought you were the marketing mastermind.
I am the mastermind. That's just genius. That's a step below.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
That's where I draw the line.
I thought you were going to say, you started the story by saying in Germany there was a company that made ornaments out of like fruits and nuts. And I thought you were going to say that somebody made an ornament out of a cucumber and then it pickled on the tree.
No.
That's where I thought this story was going.
Germans are way smarter than that. Mm. Hand-blown glass ornaments. Mm.
I like.
We have a pickle on a tree and it yodels. And it's got lederhosen on. Get that at the place, the store.
The
funny place store.
Archie McPhee's. Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. So, we have a yodeling pickle. So, they got behind it, too. So, people are making money off this F.W. Woolworth. Yodel-hee-hoo.
Yep.
Frühstück.
Mm. I just noticed that you had the words marketing mastermind written in the script.
Yeah.
I just said that out of nowhere. I truthfully didn't read it off the script.
Well, because you're around me a lot. You realize
we know the mastermind. You're the marketing mastermind. Yeah. I won't fight you on that.
So, yeah. So, get your German pickle. That's not German. Mm-hmm. And tell people about the tradition that's not really German.
but come get one anyways.
I shouldn't have told that story because if I told everyone it was a German tradition, we'd probably sell more.
Fuck it.
There's only 20 of them, get them now because I'm not making any more. That's enough.
Wow. What if they all sell out today?
Well, then suck it. Mm-hmm. Suck your pickle. I don't know.
I already had mine. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I guess let's talk about Christmas because it is December 5th today. Mm. Today is December 5th.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's an important day in Germany. I love the Germans and their love for the festivities during the holiday season. September 5th is the eve of Nikolaustag.
Nikolaustag.
Are you familiar with Nikolaustag without reading the script?
No.
So
I don't know how to read.
Did this as a kid. When I was a kid, my mom was German, as everyone knows. So Nikolaustag, the kids on the 5th of December put their boots outside.
Okay, this is ringing a bell.
Right? They put their boots outside, and old Saint Nicholas, who's not Santa Claus.
Okay.
He's a saint.
Okay.
Comes around and puts candies and fruits and little presents in your boots. If you've been good so far.
Okay.
If you haven't been good so far, you get twigs, branches. Mm. So
not like guns and shivs?
Well, it depends on what part of town you're living, I guess. I don't know. So it's a good, Nikolaustag, it's a good way for kids to know how they're doing so far.
Ooh.
Right? Like so if they get the twigs, they're like, oh, fuck, I better get my shit together so Christmas doesn't. I don't get taken by Krampus.
Do you always put twigs in Sonia's
boots? No, never. My daughter's the best kid in the world. Oh. She's going to get a record, Charlie Brown Christmas record, because she said we have no Christmas records in this house.
How do you fit that in her boot?
I'm going to put it next to the fucking boot.
Oh.
And then I got her Legos because she always has Legos in her boots.
Got to.
Speaking of Legos, I stepped on a piece of Lego the other day. Holy shit,
did it
that
bring
hurts.
Back memories?
My God.
Why was there a Lego on your floor?
Because Sonia was building Legos, Christmas Legos from years past. She always gets Christmas Lego in her boot.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love Legos.
Me too. So the way that started the Nikolaustag thing is that Saint Nicholas of Myra, I'm not sure what that is, fourth century bishop, was known for his generosity and secret gift giving.
Oh, secret. So hide the pickle.
So the kids could put the boots up to participate in this secret gift giving.
Can you tell the audience what Krampus is?
Krampus is a really mean man, creature.
Yeah.
He's a German tradition also. He's the opposite of Saint Nicholas. So he is the villain.
Ooh.
And if you're bad, so this is how Germans, you know, you get twigs in your boots. And then if you're bad, an evil guy with horns comes and takes you away on Christmas Eve.
He eats you, right?
And he whips you with twigs.
Ooh, yummy.
Yeah. So you don't just get coal in your stocking in Germany. You get kidnapped by a horned, hairy beast with fangs.
Naturally.
And get eaten.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So don't be naughty, kids. Don't be naughty.
Don't be naughty.
Yeah. So the Germans do Krampus and Nikolaustag, and the Americans do Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah. My parents never did Elf on the Shelf.
That was too early.
Yeah. When did it start? Like late 90s, maybe?
My guess is probably 25 years ago.
Yeah. I mean.
So this is also a brilliant idea.
No, oh, it's so smart.
So parents buy this little stuffed elf.
Yeah.
And on December 1st, the elf just shows up mysteriously in the house. And then when the kid first sees the elf, they're like, whoa. And then you have to name your elf.
Right.
So our elf was named Frankie.
Okay.
And it was really cute and really fun when Sonia was really little because she was really into it. Like, I would come downstairs in the morning and have this video of her talking to Frankie.
Like, she found him already?
Oh, yeah. This is like day four, day five, and she's asking about how he's doing.
Oh, my God.
It is so cute. And she's telling all the things that she's been doing. And that's the whole fucking gist of it is that every night the elf flies back to the North Pole and tells Santa what you've been up to. It's genius.
Yeah. Well, and I've heard tons of other parents and kids stories where this works. Like it is really genius. It's so smart.
Yeah.
We have a Snoop on the stoop at Prost.
Yeah. We got one here too.
Oh, do you really?
Yep. It was a present from Neil Sutcliffe.
The other day, I was a couple days ago, I was at work and Portia goes, did you find Snoop? And I looked over where he's at, which is on top of one of the beer towers, and he's not there. And I go, did somebody steal him? Because he's definitely like within reach of somebody to steal. And she goes, no, I hid him. Did you and Kim not find him? Like, because it was the course of like 2 days that this happened. And I'm like, where is he? And she goes, above the door. And we have to climb above the door to turn the neon lights on. I don't know if people know that. And you climb up there and Snoop was hanging over the edge. And she took one of John's tobacco papers, and she made a joint. So he had a joint hanging out of his mouth. And I was like, God damn it, I'm so bummed we didn't see that.
He had to go back to his crib every night, and he came back with a fresh roll up.
I think Portia has started a new tradition. I'm going to start hiding that thing all over the fucking bar.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. For the other bartenders to find.
That's fun. So come to Prost and find Snoop.
Snoop on the stoop.
So we had old Frankie. Frankie came. It was slightly tragic what happened to Frankie. I had my dog, Ray Ray. Ray Ray. I miss Ray Ray. He was a great pup. So one night, I was maybe a little intoxicated, and I put Frankie up somewhere, and he wasn't stable.
Mm-hmm.
And Frankie fell during the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
And old Ray Ray.
Thought it was his toy?
Yep. Ate his face off. Happened at like 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
And I discovered Ray Ray eating Frankie's face. And I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do now? What I did now is I got in my fucking car and I drove to Target and all the stores that might Toys R Us or whatever.
Oh, God.
Looking for another elf on the shelf. And I ended up at Target and the only ones they had left were ones that were Hispanic.
I was going to say, did you buy two so that if Ray Ray eats the new one, you have another backup?
So I was desperate and I said, I'll take it, you know? And I got home and I showed my wife and she's like,
that's not going to work.
His skin color is different.
Yeah.
Think fast, Navarra, think fast. So when Sonia saw him the next day, she noticed that his skin was a little darker than the night before. And I told her that Frankie had to go to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
To check on a couple kids over there, and he didn't put on his SPF.
Always wear your sunscreen, kids.
And he got tan, so we had a tan Frankie for the rest of the year, and it was just fine. And I actually still have the original Frankie with his face ripped apart.
No, you don't.
I do. It's in my sock drawer, and I think this year I'm gonna put it up for Sonia. She might have a problem.
Age.
Yeah,
she's at the age where she can understand.
Oh,
it now.
Duh! Yeah, she's 16. Yeah. Jesus Christ, she drives.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So I might have to surprise her with old Frankie with his face ripped apart. Maybe I'll wait till she's 18.
I love that. Put it in her boot.
That's kind of really weird. Then we're asking about.
That's
weirdness.
Too much.
Too much.
So it's now December, so advent calendars have started.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Tom, for my Milka advent calendar.
Yeah, Milka's so good.
I had a lovely piece of Milka with my coffee this morning. It was delicious.
Ooh, yum, but not your Metamucil.
God damn it.
We have an advent calendar behind the bar at Prost that I've plugged little goodies in. There's chocolates and like pins and Underberg. If you get an Underberg cap, that means you get an Underberg. There's all sorts of goodies in there. Admittedly, I'm very bad at remembering to give it to a customer. Every day we just pick somebody right. to open it. And
it's not lit up this year either.
Yeah, well, it's battery. I gotta fix. It's battery operated. The batteries die so fucking fast, which sucks. But
get some batteries.
Yeah. But anyways, for those of you listening, ask us if somebody's opened it yet, because my staff is also not incredibly great at having people open it.
Right.
So you can get a little prize at Prost.
Little prize at Prost.
We're also doing the advent calendar badge for those that participate in the Stein Club. The badge.
Oh, yeah. 25. Yeah. The 24 beers of Christmas.
24 beers of Christmas.
The card has 25 punches. Disregard one punch.
Disregard one punch. You get one punch for free.
Anybody can do it. 24 beers in 1 month is easy.
Yeah.
Don't be a loser.
Yeah. Come on. Don't be a quitter.
24 Bitburgers.
Yeah. Easy.
Easy.
Yesterday. I admittedly am almost done with my card.
Really?
No, I'm not, but I have. Oh. It's right here. Where am I at? I've had like 16.
This makes good radio.
14.
14.
Sorry, I've had 13 because one was free. So I've
not
had
bad.
13.
Not bad.
Not bad.
All right. So yeah, you're going to come to Prost, get your stuff, buy some earrings. Maybe we should put a free set of earrings in the event.
Ooh, let's do that.
Let's do that.
I like that.
Okay. And then also with Christmas comes movies.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Okay, let's talk about Die Hard real fast.
Let's dip right into that.
Die Hard is 100% a Christmas movie.
I disagree. I'm not upset you think it is. I had this conversation with one of my best friends. Sorry, you hate that. I'm going to continue the story anyways. Her favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard, and she's upset that I don't agree.
It's a love story. It's a Christmas love story. It's like Love Actually. Is that a Christmas movie?
It's a great question. This is like, is a hot dog a sandwich? You're not wrong.
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
It is.
What do you put in those drinks? My God. Okay, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And speaking of Die Hard, if you really want to prove the point more, go down to the Bath Theater and watch A Very Die Hard Christmas from the people that put on A Very Die Hard Christmas. I don't know what their
whatever they're called.
I donate lots of money to them because they're fantastic.
Yeah, you love that thing.
And we went a couple days ago and with the Millers, and we had a wonderful time. And they pour you a big old glass of really cheap red wine too, and you sit there and drink it, and it's so funny. Uh-huh. It's so funny.
Uh-huh.
Sold out for the season. So
really
sold out.
I thought it didn't cost money.
Well, you can say, I'll pay $35, I'll pay $65, or I'll pay $85.
How many people do you think are just like, I'll pay $35?
Probably lots.
Yeah. You paid $85.
$65.
Oh. Sorry, I don't know why that was so funny. Well, I don't know why that was so
when
funny.
When I'm there, I throw the money at him.
Yeah.
It's much better to throw it at him in person.
Oh, you get to throw money at him?
Well, no, you put it in a violin case.
Oh, I was hoping you threw money. Like I also threw gave pennies on the stage.
Big gift card to the Ridge because they come to the Ridge on their closing night.
They do
every year.
Every year,
they're awesome.
Yeah, which is funny because you didn't know that. Last year was the first year you went, and you didn't know that they went to the Ridge.
No idea.
It's just by chance, you were like somebody told you we got to go see this Die Hard Christmas.
Yep.
That's a small world right there.
Yeah, it's super fun. So next year, we bought our tickets the week one of NFL. I guess when they go on sale. So buy your tickets for A Very Die Hard Christmas, and you will believe that it is a Christmas movie.
I mean, again, it's just a personal thing. It doesn't bother me that you think it is. So is that your favorite Christmas movie then?
No.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Okay. We might have talked about this last year.
We probably did, but let's fucking do it again.
Yeah, okay.
Christmas only comes once a year.
I love Christmas Story, of course. Everyone loves Christmas Story.
Oh, that's CJ's favorite.
Ralphie is going to shoot his eye out. Fucking, that is a great...
Fragile.
Must be Italian. Yeah. The Red Rider, carbon action BB gun with a compass in the stock.
Yep.
Love that movie. I also, of course, love Christmas Vacation.
Oh, so good.
You can't get over it. I mean... Clark and his lights.
So many one-liners.
We just used one today.
We've used a couple, I think. There was another one earlier that we said, too.
That's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
I think, but last year or 2 years ago, they came out with one called Violent Night.
Yeah.
And it's the dude, the sheriff guy from Stranger Things.
Yeah, I've still not seen it.
And if you haven't seen Stranger Things season 4,
Is that what I thought we were in season
watch
five?
It. Five.
Five, yeah.
Watch it.
I know. I'm,
wow.
I know.
It's so good.
I'm in Christmas movie mode. I don't have time to watch Stranger
those kids,
Things.
Those
now.
Kids are so talented.
I know.
Anyway, so the dude, the sheriff from
Stranger Things,
he is Santa, and he is a great Santa.
Really?
And he fucking kills people because the family gets kidnapped by some Germans.
Of course they're German. Yeah. Why?
I don't think they're Germans. That's Die Hard.
Oh.
Anyway, and so they get kidnapped, and he comes back and he saves them, and he has this big. He used to be a warrior, like a Nordic warrior, and he has his hammer.
Oh,
and he fucking clubs these people with his fucking. It is gross and violent.
Is he human?
He's Santa.
Oh, I gotta watch. I'm confused. How is he also a Nordic warrior?
That's how he started.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's how Santa started,
this
by
is a
killing
deep
people.
Story.
Watch the movie. You'll okay. follow along. It makes total sense.
So here's the level of Christmas movies I watch.
You okay?
My favorite Christmas movies are The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
I like that one.
Miracle on 34th Street, the one from the 90s.
No.
I also, you know what's a really like good
the
one?
Elf gets his wings. Every time you ring a bell, an elf gets his wings. That's fucking stupid.
I need you to never talk like that again. That was embarrassing.
Do you
want to
play, should I play the Christmas music that?
No. No, you're not going to. Anyways.
Christmas.
You know what's a good Christmas story is, but it makes you cry the entire time, Family Stone. Have you ever seen that movie?
Nope.
Oh, sad. Don't watch it. Okay. Last night, CJ and I watched Spirited.
Okay.
It's the Apple one that came out like 2 years ago with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. And it's the story of the Scrooge, the whole Scrooge and Bob and Marley, not Bob Marley, Jacob Marley,
A Christmas Carol.
Thank you.
Well, Scrooge, actually, Bill Murray did Scrooge.
Yes.
So they're remaking a remake.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
We're going all over the place, but I love this. Anyway, Spirited is great if you love musicals. If you don't love musicals, don't watch it because it's just a straight up musical. Huh. It's good though. It's fun.
Okay. I'll put it on
There's
my list.
There's a lot of
list.
Dancing. Ryan Reynolds is out there dancing with Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell can sing?
Yeah, not well. Yeah, but good. You know, it's fun. I thought we liked it.
Okay.
It's going in my yearly rotation.
Wow.
I know that's a lot because there's a lot of Christmas movies. I already had to start watching Christmas movies because
Charlie
there's not
Brown
enough time.
Christmas.
That's on my list. Haven't gotten there yet. Muppet Christmas Carol.
Hate it.
Oh, I forgot we talked about this
Muppets
last
freak
year.
Me out.
I forgot.
In general.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
whew,
how long has this been going for?
Any well, idea? I told you I didn't record, but at least 40 minutes.
I think everyone's had enough of us.
Yeah.
I got to go and make some more earrings, and I'm going to go check on Megan Tofano, see how her implant went. Mm. And also, exciting news at the pubs. If you see us frantically racing around, we're getting a new POS system. We're getting Toast.
I can't believe we didn't talk about this.
Toast. Ugh. I saw the CEO of Toast on Squawk Box in the morning, and this is like months and months and months ago, and this guy blew me away.
Yeah.
And we've been kind of dragging our feet, and when Maya's been out for a little while, I decided to pull the trigger. So, so sorry, Maya. I'm doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
So Toast will be live on December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
So pack your patience if you come on December 16th and get ready to get a handheld.
Wait,
16th?
18th. 18th.
17th. I don't know. Around then.
It's the Thursday the 18th.
Thursday the
18th. Change it. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Thursday the 18th.
That's what I said. So get ready for Toast.
Not what you said, but fine.
It's going to be super exciting. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, I'm not stressed out at all.
You yelled at me yesterday about so many things. The menu is that.
I'm over here fidgeting with my fucking. I'm very nervous.
It's going to be great. It's just a fucking POS system.
It's only 5 days before Christmas. We'll be fine.
It's fine. It's only the busiest.
Only the busiest time of the year.
Okay, so come to Prost. Get festive. Please wear your festive outfits. Mm-hmm. Your hats are great. Christmas hats. And come to Feuerzang Bola and watch us try to light the bar on fire. It's always exciting. Prost and West Seattle and Bierstube. Mm-hmm. And make sure you buy some earrings. And I say that already? Buy some earrings.
Yes.
And ask the bartender for the event calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Get your treat.
Advent calendar.
whatever you Americans say you want. Did Germans invented Christmas? Hello, should we go back to the fucking boot? Ashley is banging her head on the microphone. Okay, that's a wrap. We're gonna cut off this motherfucker because my drink's gone. Good drink though.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a little buzzed. I'm gonna spend the rest of the day.
I wish I could cue a burp right now.
You know, ooh. Mitch does not burp.
I know. We've talked about it. It's gross.
So weird.